any Bob Dylan fans here? Anyone want to own up to being a Bob Dylan fan? But if you were down in Hyde Park last month to see him, still on the go. The reason I'm asking that is because the title I've given to the message this morning is "The Times That Are Changing." That was one of Bob Dylan's most famous kind of revolutionary songs, and it certainly encapsulated the feeling of the time. It was supposed to be a sort of all-purpose revolutionary song that captured the changes that were taking place in society at the time. It was recorded in 1963 in October, and then November the 22nd, President John F. Kennedy of the United States was assassinated. November the 23rd, Bob Dylan opened a concert in Ohio with "The Times They Are Changing." That is a very powerful kind of timing. But the question that I want to pose this morning is, what do we as Christians do when the times are changing? Changing either in our own personal experience, we're moving, or something is changing, we're faced with a health challenge or a financial challenge or something of that nature. We're facing a time of change as a church. We all know that. We've been thinking about it, talking about it, praying about it for many months now. We're facing a massive time of change as a nation. What do we do when we face a time of change? Well, I would maybe answer it this way. In a time of change and uncertainty, we fix our thoughts on the one who is unchangeable and absolutely trustworthy. In a time of change and uncertainty, we fix our thoughts on the one who is unchangeable and absolutely dependable. So that's the sermon encapsulated in a sentence. You say, well, that was a short sermon. We'll get the coffee now. No, just wait. I feel that would shortchange you a wee bit if that was all you got as a message. But how do we do this? How do we fix our thoughts on the one who is unchangeable and absolutely dependable? Well, I think the most reliable way is to go to the scriptures and look at an absolutely authoritative, absolutely reliable record of God revealing himself. And one of the clearest places that this happens is in Isaiah chapter 6. And I just want to take you through the first half of Isaiah chapter 6 and point out one or two things there to you, which will hopefully encourage you, help you to understand how we can interact with this whole idea of focusing our minds on our unchanging and absolutely dependable God. So if we go to the next slide, please, this is the passage I want to look at. I'm not going to read the whole thing. We'll just kind of walk through it, and I'll highlight different principles for you. So the first thing is this. When did Isaiah... We're talking about Isaiah. Who is Isaiah? Isaiah was a great prophet, perhaps the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. He prophesied for many, many years through the reign of four kings, and one of these kings was called Uzziah. And Isaiah says in chapter 6 that it was in the year that King Uzziah died, he had this vision. Now, you might kind of think, well, that's just sort of irrelevant detail, but it's not at all an irrelevant detail. Because the year that King Uzziah died was, this is not once upon a time a man saw God. Okay, it's not a fairy story. So this is rooted in history. The year that King Uzziah died was BC 740. Okay, so the historians will tell you that. So this was a definite event at a definite time in history, that this man Isaiah saw God in 740 BC. It's a real happening. And the year that King Uzziah died, I think there's probably also a number of different things. For example, a time of change. King Uzziah reigned for 51 years. He was one of the longest reigning kings of that little Middle Eastern kingdom known as Judah, which is the southern half of what's now modern Israel. And he reigned for 51 years, so everyone under the age of 55 would not have known another king. So it was a massive time of change and upheaval in the nation. It's a time of uncertainty. How was Uzziah's son Jotham going to perform as ruler? He had ruled as prince regent for a number of years when Uzziah was ill. And how was he going to perform on his own? So it was an uncertain time in the experience of the people of Judah. And I don't think that the people could have thought about Uzziah without thinking of his life history. And those of you that are familiar with the Old Testament will perhaps know that Uzziah was a great king who finished badly. Started off well, got too big for his boots. He wanted to add the priesthood to the throne, and that was his downfall because God punished him for that. And there must have been all these kind of things swirling about in people's minds when this vision happened, when Isaiah was given this amazing vision of God. So that is when it happened. So we move on to the next thing, which is, what did Isaiah actually see?